Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I felt like we needed some Four Seasons energy here in the studio this afternoon. 63. I love this song, right?
Oh,
great
yeah.
song.
Jay Duker hanging out with Sue Thomas, the Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer. Ethan Hannaford is helping produce this afternoon. He'll join us as well. Hey, Sue, I have the answer to a question that you raised yesterday with me. We did not talk about this on the air. I'm prepared to do this right now. This involves our friend Kenny Wallace. Remember the question?
Yes, was his sweet wife Kim with him on the trip?
So Kenny is in Italy right now, and he's having the time of his life. And I'm watching from afar, Sue is too. If you don't follow Kenny on Twitter, the X, you should, and on Instagram. And he was posting some video today. He was on the Autobahn, just driving on the
Love
Autobahn,
that.
Going like really, really fast. So I've communicated with him a couple of different times, and I remembered that this question came up. And when you asked it, and I started looking at the pictures, I'm like, I don't think she is, right? So we had to find out a little bit about what was going on, I think. And I asked Kenny, I said, hey. And he said, he's coming back here in a couple weeks. He goes, I'm going to send you the Facebook post from Kim. And here it is. So this is what Kim said. It's been brought to my attention that there is a lot of inquiry as to where Kim is, since she is not with Kenny in Italy. I am safely home. I'm just one of those people that does not go out of my zone with the world the way it is. I just don't have any desire to go overseas unless it's to Canada, 51st state, or to the Bahamas. I'm happy that Kenny was able to fulfill a dream and go there, but I'm just as happy at home.
Love her.
She admits that she did travel on the Canadian Rockies tour this past summer, and they had a fabulous time. So she does go with Kenny, but he's on his own on this one.
He really looked like he was on his own, and there's a different feel to it.
Yes,
it was just funny. Not that he's doing anything.
He's on the loose.
But he's on the loose.
I give Kim a lot of credit for saying, I don't want to go.
Go right? forth.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that all the time.
You Fred, have
to go forth.
You ever try that with Marie?
I was going to say, you have the freedom to do that, Fred.
No.
I don't think it would work.
Oh, all right. I do it.
So, Fred, you're still a baseball card guy, right?
Yeah.
Do you buy new baseball cards?
No.
Okay, but you have your collection from when you were younger, right? So this is a story that's out today. Paul Skeens, one of the rookie phenoms on the Pirates, and he's kind of, I think he's known for his own excellence, but Livy Dunn is his girlfriend, who's a gymnast at LSU, and a lot of people know her. So, one of the sports card hobbies most sought after modern cards, which is the Paul Skeens autographed rookie card from 2024, has been pulled by an 11-year-old kid in Los Angeles. That's what the card company announced on social media. It says that the child only opened one hobby box, which is 24 packs with four cards in each pack, when they hit the card. Right? So I guess, I don't know much about this world.
The card is a one of one.
Right.
One copy of that one card.
Wait, because it's signed? Is that the difference?
Wow. Yes, I think it
is, right? So it's like the chocolate factory, right? The golden ticket kind of thing?
Exactly. Right. Willy Wonka's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's, I didn't know this, but there have been several people who have made offers to someone who finds the card, including his team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. So to the lucky, this is how they posted this on the X, formerly Twitter. To the lucky person who finds this card, we'd love to bring this card home to PNC Park to share with all the Buccos fans. Here's our offer. Two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years. Holy smoke.
Yeah.
A softball game for 30 at PNC Park. Coaching from Pirates alumni, a spring training experience like no other, private tour of Pirates City and Letcom Park. I'm not sure that's their spring training park, I guess. Meet and greet with Paul Skeens. Two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys. Take batting practice, warm-ups with the team. and other unique experiences. Hell yeah.
Wow. Take the deal.
Let's see. Shortly after, let's see if there's an update on this. Shortly after Topps released the news, the Pirates reaffirmed their offer. Let's see if the kid has responded. Doesn't say right now.
I think he said no.
He said no?
Wow. And I think they are donating it to raise money for L.A. fire victims.
Well, I know that's sweet. Okay. I know it's going to auction. I heard that it was going to auction. But they live in L.A.
Yeah, that's
so
why.
So I think that that was probably the reason to why, like, yeah, would that be a cool experience? But that's like,
he doesn't live
me going out and like, oh, you get all these things from the Seattle Mariners. Well, I'm like, what would two season tickets do for me across the country?
Thank you, guys, because I did not have the I didn't have the updated story. Yeah, I guess it's going to be featured in the March premiere auction. Fanatics Collect also announced proceeds from the card will be donated to the LA Fire Relief Fund.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
But does the kid not get anything? I mean, I don't want a little,
well,
so maybe it's just me.
The,
It'd be good if the Dodgers stepped in and helped out a little bit.
That'd be nice.
They clearly have the money for it.
Yeah,
so it's going to be auctioned off with the proceeds going.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah, the Dodgers should step in. That's a good point.
Yeah, just come on.
Take
join
them
in.
To, yes.
Did you see how he got the card, Mark?
No.
So he was begging for Christmas to get like a huge set of, I guess, the season's, a big box for the all the cards from the season. And he got it for Christmas. And in the second little, I guess, wrapped, card set that he opened, it was in there. And he wrote a letter and he shared it. It's, you know, it's really cute because it's, you know, looks like it's written by an 11-year-old and he explains kind of how he got it. But it doesn't say anything about the auction that was just.
Let me just tell you this. Well, wouldn't be hard for me. I'm an 11-year-old kid. I'm living in L.A. with my parents. The city's on fire. It's probably going to fall into the ocean. I'm moving to Pittsburgh on my own and taking the deal with the Pirates. I'm just telling you right now.
I understand.
Are you kidding me?
It's one of my favorites.
Top three in baseball.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate what the Pirates have done to their fans, but Paul Skeens is some hope there for the future. But they'll trade him. You know, the Cardinals will have him in a few years and they'll sign him a big. Well, no, not the Cardinals. Someone else, like the Dodgers.
Yeah. The Dodgers will get them.
Exactly. All right, hey, let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Jane, I've got some food items for you coming up, so just stand by.
But
first, we start with the 40th anniversary of Tina Turner's huge album, Private Dancer, was last year, and they're doing a re-release. Well, somehow a song she originally recorded for that album was lost, and it's been discovered. It's called Hot For You, Baby.
I've been sitting here for the last few hours looking at you.
It's, you know, I saw the name of the song in the file here, and I'm like, I don't know that song, so now it makes sense.
Yeah. And they say they're going to release it along with other not-released performances of songs we already know, including live ones, but... Yeah, a Tina Turner song you've never heard before will be released.
I like it. It's good.
Well, I'm going to talk about robot news, and we don't have an open for that, which is unfortunate. I should talk to Wiggins. Okay. China has announced a big foot race between humans and robots will happen this spring. Robots from more than 20 different companies will run a half marathon in Beijing against 12,000 people. Now, the rules say they have to look at least vaguely human, which means they have to have two legs, not four, and they cannot have wheels. It's set for sometime in April, and we will see who wins. Will it be the robot? Because it's a half marathon, 13.1. Yeah, that's a long way for a robot or a person. It's not that bad.
How does the robot stay hydrated?
Yeah. It's a good question. How are they powered? I don't know. All right, this year's Super Bowl commercials might be entertaining. I mean, Ethan played one for us yesterday. We've got Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt for Meta. We've got Doja Cat in the Taco Bell ad. Post Malone is the one we played yesterday, and it's kind of entertaining. Fox is charging upwards of $7 million for a 30-second Super Bowl ad.
Okay.
Good gravy.
That's real money.
Okay, I will tell you that
I remember when we were talking about, the Super Bowl commercials are $1 million. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, right?
Yes, I totally remember that. Wow. I saw one today that kind of made me laugh. It's a Stella Artois ad, and it's building up to reveal that David Beckham has a long-lost twin brother, and it's with his parents. And the parents named the twin Other David.
I like that.
And his parents are kind of funny, so we'll see how that goes. But for that much money, it better be good. All right, here we go. Oreo is releasing a limited edition Post Malone cookies on February the 3rd. They have a first ever twisted cream center with salted caramel and shortbread flavors. I think that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm in.
They're sandwiched between a chocolate and a golden cookie.
Okay.
And each cookie will have one of nine embossed designs that includes nods to his music, like a sunflower, a knight, a saw blade, a pickup truck, and a butterfly. Posty says, quote, I really wanted to create a flavor that shows off my different sides. That was important to me. We tried like 50 different combos, but I've been really into salted caramel lately, so I knew I had to be a part of that.
Okay, Posty. So I'm in. Now, when is this released?
February 3rd.
Yeah, I will be purchasing some of these.
I'll find them on Amazon.
I feel like we're heading down the mountain toward a moment where there might need to be an executive order from Trump to like slow down the Post Malone and Snoop Dogg exposure, because those two guys are like everywhere right now.
Yeah, they are.
I'm okay with it.
I like them too, but wow.
This is so disgusting. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has teamed up with Totino's Pizza Rolls. Do I need to go farther?
Okay.
No, you don't.
Okay, I like Totino's Pizza Rolls. We do not need to hurt them.
If you think pizza and milk sounds okay. But here's where you might lose you. It's also
that was the wrong one. I was supposed to.
It's also still coated with cinna dust.
Okay, no.
I'm out.
No.
Nobody wants that. You can go to their online store next Tuesday, blah, blah, blah.
I'll not be attending. It's disgusting. And I'm willing to. I eat peeps. I mean,
your
I'm just
standards
saying.
Are not high.
Good Correct.
This week. What?
Okay. But you did guide me into the Applejacks.
Applejacks.
I had one. I had two this morning of the Pop Tarts.
Still
they're
the best they ever made.
Yes, I'm with you.
This week, Velveeta announced a new limited edition product called Vel2Go.
Okay.
Which are single serve packets of Velveeta cheese. It's not a joke, so you can carry it around as a condiment to put on food.
So it's
the squishy kind or like the loaf?
It's the squishy kind.
Okay.
They say they came up with the idea because, quote, one in four millennials and Gen Zers bring their own condiments with them whenever possible. Is this true?
You know what? My purse is full enough. I don't go there.
Yeah, that's right. A good point.
No, I've never heard of
that.
No, I think they do. I think they get those little bottles of, you know, and they do.
And carry them around?
Yeah. Because they're, you know, they're
bunch
very
of weirdos,
sensitive
these kids.
About. I don't know what's
no
happened
offense,
to
Ethan.
Them. Yeah, Ethan, I don't know what you're
And I don't associate with them.
Okay. Well, they say there's, quote, a lack of convenient cheese condiments. Well, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
So now you could carry this
probably
thing around.
Probably for a reason. Because if it's in a bottle, it's probably not real cheese.
Well, that, did you guys, well like, it isn't. It's in a loaf.
When you were friend, I'm gonna think that there's going to be some solidarity with you on this, all right? So when you're 10 years old or whatever, when you were a kid, did you ever eat just like cheese sandwiches with mayonnaise?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Just making
sure. I ate butter and sugar
those were good.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, those
yeah.
were good.
Well, Jane, there's been a lot of things that I'm not shocked with you. So
I mean,
there's reasons for the way you are.
Butter and sugar?
Yes. Just slather the butter on, sprinkle sugar, and there's your Sammy.
Louise Thomas did not allow that.
Yeah. No.
You can purchase Vel2Go at Walmart for $5.91. It's three cartons if you want to try it. I don't know that I do.
No.
Okay. When was the last time anybody in here did a jumping jack? Jane, have you done a jumping jack?
Probably within the last year, I would assume.
That's fair, Fred.
Not on purpose.
I don't know how you would do a lot on purpose.
Yeah,
but we'll
a stumble,
about, oh,
a
nice,
stumble
nice,
or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ethan?
For exercise, probably like high school, but you know, like to be goofy or something, probably in the past year.
Are you a jumping jack person?
Let me check here on my 1989. That's when I last did a jumping jack.
Jumping jack flash
well,
over there.
According to Eat This, Not That, if you do this, it will help you get in a little bit minimum of shape. And beginners that are able to do 30 to 40 of them in 1 minute, that's a start. As an intermediate, you should be able to do 50 to 60 jumping jacks in a minute. And you can work your way up to 70 plus jumping jacks in 60 seconds. That makes you advanced.
I'm on it.
I think so.
Why not? It seems harmless.
Should have a competition in studio.
Ooh. I can do it.
Yeah,
I'm in. I'm in.
Mark looks suspicious.
Mark's very quiet.
I can do jumping jacks.
You got to do 60 or 70 in 60 seconds?
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, that's to get advanced.
What, you think you can out-jump jack me, huh?
No. I've got 30 years on me, dude. There's no way.
I challenge all of you.
All right, let's give it a shot. We'll do it up.
The ceiling is too low in this room for Ethan to do jumping jacks.
That actually might be true.
Well, that's actually a good point.
We'll put him out in the hallway. It's fine.
Yeah, no.
Put him in the doorway.
They also had a story out about how to trick your kid into eating healthy. Researchers read fairy tales to little kids where the hero was saved by eating magical fruits and veggies, and it worked. It made them more likely to want fresh produce as a snack. 80% were still eating more fruits and veggies weeks after the study was done.
Hmm.
So you could just try it with Fred.
Just lie to them.
Weak-minded.
Just lie to them. Lie to them. How long does that story last?
Well,
we have to say.
And finally, in Sue's news, I have the technical term for rumbling in your stomach. Are you ready? It's borgorigmus. Borgorigmus is when your stomach rumbles and it's embarrassing and someone hears it.
Early option for 2025 word of the year.
Yeah.
Anyone?
It really should be.
Borgorigmus.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's, you know, the hunger noise.
Hunger, or
I'll stick with the rumblies.
Rumbly in my tumbly.
Like if a doctor was going to...
Borgorigmus.
Okay, there you go. There's your random fact
that is
on a
very
Friday
fancy.
Afternoon. We have a bunch of entertainment, including the new season of The Night Agent, which was released yesterday. Gabriel Basso, he was from St. Louis originally, big star, breakout star of that particular show. Paul Hall, we'll talk about it and more coming up.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, we still have so much to go here on a Friday afternoon. Cusimano's going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some sports as we take into the weekend. And then Alex Gold, who is with 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, is going to talk a little playoff football with us after the top of the hour. Our friend Tim Sommer, music journalist, former record executive, who writes at the Rock and Roll Globe and the New York Times. He wrote a piece in the New York Times that I loved a couple weeks ago about aging roadies. And we're going to talk to Tim about that and some other music topics in the next hour. Sue is hanging out with Jane Duker and Fred, the Hall of Famer. We're going to talk movies with Paul Hall. I gotta say, I'm kind of curious about Flight Risk. Mel Gibson directed it. Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Deputy Harris?
Daryl Booth.
Hope you like flying.
I never flew a fugitive before.
Government witness, not a fugitive.
Ready to go?
Is it always this bumpy?
You get used to it. Moretti is very disappointed in you, and he wants you dead.
Oh, shit. Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
I mean, I don't know what to think about this. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films is here. Have you seen this one, Mr. Hall? How are you?
I have, Mark. How are you this fine Friday? I do not have possessions of the Paul Skeens card, but you know what the thing about it? The thing is graded PSA 10 allegedly right now. PSA 10 grading on a card that's a one of one makes that card worth infinite value, and that's why I'm sure he's passing it on to people. And he's even passing on a private box at a Pirates game with Livy Dunn.
That was one of the offers. Yeah. So we were confused, though. Like, is the family, is the kid not getting any of the money? If you missed this, there was a Paul Skeens rookie card, one of one. It's signed. Kid in L.A. found it. The Pirates offered all this stuff to him. He said, no, we're going to auction it off, and it's going to go to the firefighters or the fire victims in L.A. So
I haven't heard the totality behind that offer, because it just came out today that it's actually going to go to auction. These offers were rolling in from the folks at the Pirates and all those around the Pirates to make this thing pop and get it back to Pittsburgh. I don't think anyone within the collecting industry ever thought this was going to get its way back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
wow. It just was, despite the offer of the big offer of, you know, 30 years of season tickets, but obviously being a full country away, never.
Right. Back to Flight Risk. So, yeah. I'm holding out hope for this movie because we need kind of stupid fun. I like Mel Gibson directed movies. He's actually had a pretty good track record of films since Braveheart that are not quite as big. But what did you think of this one?
I'll tell you, I wanted to like this, Mark. I really did. Mm-hmm. The people involved with Wahlberg and with Mel Gibson, with Michelle Dockery, Topher Grace, and really those four characters are the bulk of this cast on screen. You hear some interesting voices along the way. There's some voice talent that are delivering roles here, some names you might recognize. But I think the whole cast at the end of the movie ran eight characters. This is really focused on the inside of this plane. Now, the bummer is if you've seen the trailer, you've seen this movie.
Oh.
Think about it. The movie's only about an hour and a half long, and the trailer runs nearly 3 minutes. So,
oh boy.
I mean, that's
not a great sign.
A big chunk of the movie. The thing about this movie is it's very forgettable. It's what it is. It should have carried a lot more suspense along the way than it did. Some of the moments where suspense should have been present, I found myself kind of chuckling a little bit under my breath because I think they went a little too far. It reminded me in a lot of ways. A couple of years ago, there was a movie called Phone Booth with Colin Farrell, and Kiefer Sutherland was on the other end, where it was that focused on those couple characters, and that was really the emphasis of the entire film. It reminded me of that from that standpoint. The focus is right on this cockpit of this plane, and that's the bulk of this film. But there's also a mole somewhere in the mist. I liked it, but it was forgettable. I can't say I didn't like it, but I also can't say I really liked it. Hmm. So it's kind of one of those movies that if I see it again in Max late at night or something like that, I'll probably let it play. But I'm not going to search it out anymore. It should have been much better.
Well, it's a January release. Can you explain the one thing? Because now I'm probably going to wait until this streams. But what is the reason for Mark Wahlberg having the wig on where he's like he's got a, I don't even know how to describe it. He's not completely bald, but he's got a, you know, no hair in the middle, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a disguise. He comes on to the plane, and this is no surprise. They give it in the trailers. They give it from day one or from about 10 minutes into this movie. He becomes the pilot for here, but he's not really the pilot, shall we say. Oh. And so he's kind of disguised, but my question is, he's allegedly disguised, but the person he's trying to disguise himself from, he doesn't look anything like to begin with.
You've
so I don't know
me.
Why he needed
he's
to
lost me.
Himself.
I don't know. I'm going to wait on this one for sure.
I don't get it.
Yeah. All right. This is on Netflix.
There's credible evidence of a leak in the CIA. Peter Sutherland was investigating. He's gone AWOL.
If Peter is hiding, he probably has a good reason. Let's find him.
The op I was on went bad. I don't know if night action is compromised. I cannot trust anyone.
Yeah, season one was pretty good. A lot of buzz for season two. Gabe Basso from here in St. Louis. I've known him since he was probably 12 years old. His sister is also a great actress, Annalise Basso. But he is getting a lot of attention on this one. Did a big press tour, and I'm hearing good things about it, Paul.
I liked it, Mark. And I liked the first time around with the night agent, with Gabe. Here it gives you more of that tension, kind of the tension I wish I could have seen in Flight Risk. Here a job goes bad early on, and he is on the run, and before you know it, we get Rose back in the picture from the first season. And the two of them together, how long they're together in the show, I'm not going to tell you, but quite frankly, it will deliver on the suspense. It will deliver on the attentiveness to detail, and you will find yourself kind of sitting on the edge of your seat as you track through the episodes of season two. They're all up on Netflix now. It's not one of those you got to wait on.
Yeah, I love
it all together.
Did you ever watch, Paul, I can't remember, did you watch, or Jane, did you watch The Diplomat?
Yes.
Okay.
I liked it.
So I liked it too, but I didn't think the second season, I'm not through the second season. I didn't think it started as strong. The Night Agent was good. Okay. I didn't think it was a great first season. I have this feeling like the second season is going to be better.
Here's the thing, though. Give it. Make sure you get through about the first half of the first episode, because the first half of this first episode was kind of a little sketchy, and I was a little worried. But once you got through to the end of the first episode and you started building into episode two, episode three, and so on, it gets much better than it was. The first half of the first episode of this second season may give you a little pause, but keep going. Trust me.
All right. So I almost, I haven't done this yet. Maybe this weekend, although I have my son and his girlfriend and my grandson in town. But you probably talked about it last week. So I think you even mentioned it. This Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx movie. Cameron Diaz making her first appearance in a film in a long time. I watched the trailer. It looks fun. Is it fun?
You know, it is. It is, to a point. It's not. It's something I think we would have seen come out of these two a long time ago. But they're back together. They do good things. It's a very delightful movie to sit through and go through. It's not something you will find yourself disappointed for having sit in and watched. But you're also not going to. This isn't going to change the genre by any means. That's not a bad thing. I mean, everybody wants to change the genre with everything they do. Sometimes you just need a movie to escape on, and Back in Action is definitely in that realm of goodness.
You haven't watched that one, Jane? Not yet? And that's on Netflix, right? You can press play.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I wanted to watch it.
Right. Anything else that you want to highlight?
Yeah, I was going to mention The Wild Robot, one of my favorite animated movies of this past year, is now available over on Peacock. So you can check this out. Truly, it really is one of the more groundbreaking animated films that from a studio that I've seen in quite some time. It's definitely different, and it's a lot of good visuals on this one, which is great for an animated movie. Over on DVD, you've got Smile 2 and Heretic released. Now, Heretic is one of those movies that if you haven't seen it yet, I know Hugh Grant was buzzed for a lot of awards for his role in a horror movie. This is one that will freak you out. It freaked me out along the way. I liked Heretic a lot. Those are brand new this week. And they even dropped to stream. You can see things like Sonic 3 is already available to stream.
Oh,
and you
good.
Got more coming soon.
All right. Hey, so the other thing I pressed play on, and I said something very positive about it, and I'm going to have to retract that, okay, because then I watched the second episode. So I think it was maybe Tuesday or Wednesday that I mentioned I watched, and I know you talked about this, the Ted Danson show, The Man on the Inside. And I watched the first episode. I thought, you know what? This is kind of funny. He plays sort of a guy who responds to an ad to be a bit of a private investigator in a retirement community to find someone that stole some jewelry. And I thought, this is a different role for Ted Danson, right? And then I watched the second episode and I hated it. So I'm not going to watch it. It just didn't work at all. It wasn't, I don't know. It gave me hope and then it let me down. So I think I'm done with it.
The Jerry Springer documentary.
Oh, I want to watch that.
I watched that.
Yeah.
It was good. I would watch it.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, those guys.
Crazy. I mean, just like, that whole, the whole underworld backstory is really messed up.
Well, I'll watch that one for sure. That's on my list.
Doesn't that feel better about Jerry Springer after watching it, Jane?
Yes.
I mean, you feel like he was there to host a show, and he kind of got taken away by a lot of people saying, here's what we got to do for ratings.
Oh, I mean, it was a mind of its own.
He's not around, right?
No, he passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Hey, we had the Oscar nominations that came out this week as well. Any observations there?
You know, a lot of things that kind of surprised me. The Apprentice came real hard after Critics' Choice nods, and then it disappeared, and now it came back with both Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong, both getting nominated for actor and supporting actor. They have great roles in the film, and they actually did a great, I sat in a great press conference with them where it wasn't all about bashing a political party or an ideal. It was about the movie, and they really stayed focused on it, which was very good about them. That was kind of a little surprise that they both popped up in there. Couple surprises in some of the female categories. Amelia Perez did really well, which surprised a little bit.
No, let's stop there. Okay. So you have Carla Sevilla Gascón, who is a biological male who is nominated for Best Actress, right? This is what Hollywood's
That's
done.
Correct.
Yeah, good. They can deal with the consequences of that and then wonder why people aren't going to go to, movies.
And some would wonder if Selena Gomez got the short shrift in that.
She did.
She was also an Amelia Perez, and she was in the buzz for that nomination, that maybe it was motivated by other things.
Of course
I don't know.
It was.
I'm not
but Demi Moore got a nomination for The Substance, right? Talk about a comeback.
She did, and it got a Best Picture nomination, which surprised me a little bit. But my observation of 2024 at the movies was a lot of okay movies, not a lot of great standout movies. And that is really different from the last couple of years.
All right, so the Oscars nominated for Best Picture, Anora, The Brutalist, The Complete Unknown, that's the Dylan movie, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. What would be the prohibitive favorite right now? Would it be The Brutalist?
It might even be Wicked, Mark, and, yeah. and it's gaining this big line of traction. I think Conclave, had we played out a regular award season here, Conclave might be in there. That was in the couple choices I had to make for Critics' Choice Awards, which moved back to a couple Fridays from now, actually. They're going to finally do it. But I had to get my ballot in, and that was one of the last couple films that I was going back and forth on picture. Not that I'd love the messaging in Conclave, but I think they did everything right. If you can understand that, it was done very, very...
That's streaming right now. Conclave streams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yes, over Peacock on that one.
I think a lot of these have. I have not watched The Brutalist. I started watching it. I liked what I saw, but it's a 3.5-hour movie. So I'm going to have to find like three different settings. When they're shown in the theaters, they have an intermission, which is relatively rare. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
Would you like to say one more thing here before you leave? Like, let's go Chiefs or something like that. Nothing like that?
No. Well, I've got a lot of best ball teams.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. That's all the opportunity I was going to give you. You can also follow my bunny at Oreo Smorio the Bunny on Instagram. Jane, are you following my bunny? You better be.
Oh, my God. I love the bunny.
I know. He's I had to set up his own Instagram account. He's, you know, people don't, like, I never understood that
Who
a bunny
knew that
could
a bunny
be this cuddly,
snuggles?
Right? He's pretty special.
And he has
my emotional support bunny. He does. They call him Binkies. So you've watched Oreo.
I've watched Oreo.
Oreo Smorio the Bunny on Instagram. He's
got
about 1.5 million followers at this point.
Does he really?
Less than 12? That. I don't have to check the numbers.
Right.
I'd have to check the numbers. Frank Cusimano with us on a Friday afternoon. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good to be with both of you. I hope you're doing well.
Where do you want to start? You want to talk Blues before we get into the NFL scenario this weekend?
Yeah. Tough game last night. Las Vegas dominated from start to finish. Vancouver comes Saturday. And they score in the first 20 seconds. Look, the Blues have to have their best players playing great. I know that's not a revelation, but Robert Thomas is arguably their best player. He has one goal in the last six games, and that was on a 6-on-5. So he's got to get going. It's still a dilemma or a predicament they're in because they are down 3 points to Calgary, and they played three more games than Calgary, and Vancouver's also played two less games than the Blues. So they have a tall task in front of them to make the postseason.
So before we get to the playoffs, and I'm going to spend a little bit more time focusing on the NFL games with Alex Gold from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City in the next hour, but we have some coaching carousel news. Pete Carroll was hired to coach the Raiders.
Yeah, he's going to be 74 years old.
Wow.
He's one of four coaches in NFL history to win a national championship in college football and a Super Bowl. The other three are Harbaugh, Switzer, and Jimmy Johnson. But he's 74 going on 34. There's no man, maybe with the exception of Donald Trump, that age, that has this kind of energy. And he also has a real positive attitude. He's done nothing but win his whole career, and the Raiders have done nothing but lose the last decade. I think he's going to be their fifth coach since 2020, which is unbelievable. But when you're that bad, why not go to a guy that has done nothing but win?
By the way, I think they're paying all four of the other coaches as well still.
Yeah, including Tom Brady to hire him.
So, yeah, that's right. How do you feel about these games? Look, Jaden Daniels is an amazing story. I think that Jalen Hurts has a little issue with his knee, might wear a knee brace. The Commanders have kind of taken the NFL playoffs by storm. Do they have a shot on Sunday, Frank?
Oh, absolutely. I know it's 0-for-5 in terms of rookie quarterbacks in conference championship games, but there's never been a rookie like this guy. Maybe not in any other sport. I made the Magic Johnson comparison earlier, like, because he led the Lakers as a rookie to the 1980 World Championship. Ironically, he's an owner of the Commanders and really tight with Jaden. But there's nobody like this kid. And there's no way you can say that, oh, yeah, this rookie quarterback's going to fold. He's the greatest college player I've ever seen in person, and he's also the best rookie the NFL has ever seen.
I love watching him. Yeah, he's so exciting.
Yeah, and with, Yeah, and with the way Hurts has played lately, now there could come to this. Philadelphia has a better roster, and Saquon Barkley is getting 160 every game. I mean, that's a they're playing at home. But I think with this guy, you got a real shot.
Well, look, it wasn't like the Lions didn't put up a bunch of points last weekend. They were able to score. It's just that the Commanders took advantage, certainly, of some mistakes and some turnovers in particular. All right, so here we have the Chiefs in Kansas City hosting, once again, the AFC Championship game. They seemingly have everything kind of set up for them. Even the Bills have a bit of an issue with a safety that's not going to start, so they have a rookie starting on the defense. Patrick Mahomes is going to take advantage of that, but he can't help but feel like maybe the Bills are going to have their due this weekend. Frank?
Yeah, I think it would be preposterous to bet against Patrick Mahomes and Coach Reed and Travis Kelce in a championship game in Kansas City. But with that said, this has been Josh Allen's year. He's been better than Patrick Mahomes, and he beat the tar out of the Chiefs in Week 16. He's 0-3 against Mahomes in the postseason, but you just have a feeling that that this is the way it's been all season for Buffalo. It's their time. I would just love to see Josh Allen get there and win the Super Bowl.
You know,
I mean, I like, yeah, I, just,
I don't want to get the expense of the Chiefs, but look, I have, as I get older here, and I was a little bummed out for the fans of Detroit because they came so close, and maybe, you know, maybe they lost their windows. So we'll see what happens. But boy, like you said, Frank, it might be hard to bet against Mahomes and Andy Reid, but two good games coming up this weekend. So let's talk a little college basketball. Mizzou stumbled on the road. I'm not too upset about it. They were in that game. I think the frustrating part is they could have won that game against Texas earlier this week. Yeah. They finally get ranked on Monday, and then they lose their first game. They're back at home this weekend. But look, you have a situation where this team has put some really good games together. You're going to lose some on the road. The SEC is absolutely loaded right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all they have to do is basically hold serve at home because of what they've done so far. I mean, their resume is mighty impressive. They really just didn't shoot the ball well at all at Texas. And Ole Miss has lost their last couple of games by just a point, I believe. So this is going to be a real test. But just keep holding serve at home. You don't have to win any more on the road, and you're going to make the NCAA tournament.
But listen, this schedule is just brutal. So they have Ole Miss at home tomorrow. They're ranked 16th. They go to Mississippi State. Then they have to go to Tennessee. Then A&M plays at home on the 8th, the day before the Super Bowl. Then Oklahoma at home on the 12th. Then you go to Georgia. Might be able to win that one. But look, it's still tough in the SEC. Alabama on February 19th, and then at Arkansas. And again, none of these games are easy. So, to your point, you hold serve at home, but you're going to lose a few here in the next few weeks as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But I'm telling you, when you beat a number one and a number five, and you have some of the victories they've had, they should be in good shape.
What about Illinois and SLU this weekend?
SLU is at George Washington, and SLU has quietly got smoking hot. They've won six out of seven. And here's the thing is, they have, I don't know if you've watched them, and I really encourage you to go to a game and our listeners to go to a game, because this Robbie Avila, he is the best show in town. He really is. He leads all centers in America in assists. He leads all centers in America in shooting threes. He doesn't play the game. He sees the game. He's got this doughy body, but he's just beautiful.
Yeah, he's a fun player to watch. Fun player to watch. Hey, 30 seconds. I ran out of time, but here, what do you got coming up on Sunday night?
Something really cool. I'm glad you brought it up. This is the anniversary of The Greatest Show on Turf, the 25th year. And we are having a half-hour special on how that team was put together step by step. And we hit all the key moments of that magical 1999 season.
We'll check it out Sunday night. Thank you, Frank. Have a great week, and we'll talk on Monday.
Okay, take care.
Awesome.
Jane, you have a nice weekend.
I will.
Sue's going to hang with me one more hour, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She's chosen to do that as usual. We got Alex yes. Gold from Kansas City talking more football and Tim Summer talking music in the next hour. Plus, an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.